SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Hello. A new SBS music station is coming.
SBS Pop Euro.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more? Tune in from the 1st of May.
On DAB Radio, online.
The SBS audio app.
And SBS On Demand.
You're listening to SBS News. Australia has experienced an unusually early start to the flu season because of a fast-spreading flu variant known as subclade K or super K flu. Last year, Australia had more than 500,000 cases of flu, and there have already been more than 24,000 cases this year, well before the peak of the flu season. Director of Infectious Diseases at the Mater in Brisbane, Professor Paul Griffin, says everyone should get a flu vaccination. He says this year's flu vaccines provide protection against super K.
We know one of the problems with subclade K or super K was that it changed enough so that our vaccine perhaps didn't give ideal coverage last year. And as we do every year, we've updated that vaccine. We've included different types of flu that should give us the best protection to what we're expecting to see. So perhaps this year is more important than ever to get your flu vaccine because it has been updated accordingly.
Infectious diseases paediatrician Professor Robert Boy from the University of Sydney has told Channel 9 the super K form of the flu is a public health threat because it spreads very easily.
The influenza K subclade is genetically altered so that it spreads much more easily. It isn't more severe, but because you get so many more cases, you see more severe cases simply because of numbers.
1,738 people died in Australia last year after getting the flu, making it the worst flu season on record. Professor Paul Griffin says the case numbers are higher than they should be because vaccination rates have fallen since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic.
It certainly is a significant part of what we've seen in recent times. I mean, last year's flu season was record-breaking, over 500,000 cases, over 1,700 deaths. So they're very concerning figures. And part of that will be the emergence of subclade K or super K, but also a big part of that will be under vaccination. And while we can't control the flu itself, what we can control is the magnitude of disease we see as a result by increasing vaccination, as well as by trying to reduce transmission. People who are unwell should stay home, for example. And those who are vulnerable or really ill should also get tested and get antivirals. And if we get that right, no matter what the season brings, we'll see a less severe impact from it.
Last year, 60.5% of those aged 65 or over were vaccinated, while 32.3% of people between the ages of 50 and 65 had been immunised. Vaccines Medical Director of vaccine maker CSL Seqirus, Dr. Jules Baylis, told Channel 7 it's the over 50s who are the most vulnerable.
They are at greater risk of disease and they're also at risk of not responding as well to vaccination.
Professor Paul Griffin says misinformation and disinformation about vaccines is partly responsible for the low immunisation figures.
I think what we're seeing now is it's not just access and logistics, it's probably more people's beliefs that are really driving that vaccination rate to be well below where it should be. But the main advice I would give people is that we want people to ask questions, we want people to be informed, but make sure you get your information from good sources. We see a lot of people turn to AI or social media where the information you're receiving isn't necessarily reputable. Our GPs and pharmacists do a great job of giving people advice that's customised for them and will usually, of course, recommend vaccination because it's the right thing to do. So make sure you get your information from good sources.
The flu vaccines are available now, with April and May regarded as the ideal window to get protection before the worst of the flu season. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.
Psst. starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.